VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The Associated Press has formally declared Republican Donald Trump the winner of the 2024 presidential election. Trump was declared the winner of the northern state of Wisconsin and his 10 electoral votes early Wednesday morning, putting him well above the 270 needed to win the Electoral College. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris has 224 electoral votes. Hours before he was officially declared the winner, Trump claimed victory before a room of jubilant supporters near his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida.
But it's a political victory that our country has never seen before, nothing like this. I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president.
His victory makes him the first U.S. leader since Grover Cleveland in the 1880s to be elected to serve 9 consecutive 4-year terms. He lost his 2020 re-election bid to Democrat Joe Biden. Abortion was a major issue in the 2024 elections, with several states voting on measures to enshrine abortion rights into law. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani tells us where the measures succeeded and where they failed.
Voters struck down a measure to add abortion rights to the Florida state constitution, but sided with abortion rights advocates on ballot measures in Colorado, Maryland. Most voters supported the Florida measure, but it fell short of the required 60% to pass constitutional amendments in the state. Most states require a simple majority. Besides enshrining access, Colorado is undoing an earlier amendment that barred using state and local government funding for abortion. Missouri voters also approved a measure that enshrines abortion rights in the state constitution and replaces a near total ban on the procedure. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Meanwhile, the AP